Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Jack. It's Darren.
Oh, hello.
How are you doing? Right?
Yeah.
Good, good. So what are you working on today?
Still working on that prompt.
Which one?
The bot prompt and going through that list you sent me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So how far are you kind of getting through on that?
It's okay. Obviously, with the size of the prompt, I'm working a few things out and it just requires a lot of testing and stuff.
Yeah.
Mostly looking at the things like the current page, you know, where you can pull it up, be like, is this car available? And then it will look at the current page.
Okay.
The branches, getting that one sorted.
Yeah, so we want something that's optional about the way that we treat those branches. I mean, obviously there was clearly a bug with that single branch site, wasn't there? But I think we also need a sort of an option where I think we were saying with Junction 17, we wouldn't have a sort of, you know, we wouldn't treat it as though it's a national search. You know, if we were dealing with a sort of big dealer group, we'd have a sort of a national search that says, oh, okay, so where are you? And give us your postcode and we'll come up with cars close to you. But in the case of Junction 17, they're not, it's not really sort of a national sort of search operation, is it?
Yeah.
So I think we need like an option for that, don't we?
Yeah.
Obviously I've got a meeting with them at 2 tomorrow. So you might want to decide what you're going to sort of change and what you're going to sort of leave until after that meeting, really, because I've got an option.
So
I have to show them 180. Yeah. I mean, it might well be the case that that once you've got part of that list to a stable sort of position, we could roll over perhaps. But on the other hand, I'd like to be able to show them as much as possible that's fixed tomorrow, really.
Yeah. So on 11/22, do we want to change it? So because obviously right now we've got loads and loads of vehicles from loads and loads of different locations.
Yeah.
If it's something we're going to want to show Junction 17 with their more sort of their local branches, do we want to cut down the branch list?
Well, I suppose on my version of 11/22, I haven't got so many of that. So I'll obviously show them on mine because I think it might be advantageous to keep that multi-branch sort of testing on yours, maybe. But certainly in my database, I've only got like the two stores.
Okay, so for me to be able to test it with the smaller list of branches, should I move over to your server?
That might be an idea. It's 1506 and it's the same password. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, that's fine. All right.
Okay then.
Okay, I'll check in a bit later anyway.
Yeah, I'll look at getting as much stuff done, but still trying to leave it stable.
Yeah, I think you might have to just make some decisions about how much you can achieve before tomorrow. And I think that might be the way to do it. And the other thing is we don't really want to be hacking around with the code much after about 10 or 11 tomorrow. We want to be able to then say, okay, this is stable, let's just do some tests and check it out and then roll over, sort of thing. We don't want to necessarily be sort of hacking around with that, with the code they're going to see until the last minute. We want to make it fairly easy on ourselves, really. Did you get a chance to look at those logos?
They weren't loading for me.
Oh, really?
They're not loading.
I thought
it could have been an issue with the app not loading them, so I tried to save them, and they won't save either.
I think there are sort of two different... What app are you opening them up in?
I'm trying to open it up on the phone. I could try opening it up on the laptop.
Yeah, it might be an idea. Just open it on your laptop, because I think, you know, there are sort of two types of JPEGs. You've got like RGB ones, and you've got CMYK ones, and I think these are CMYK, and they might not open on a phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just have a look at them on your PC. And I mean, I'm opening them in the Windows sort of, what is that? It's a Windows Media thing or something. I forget what it's called now. I'm just opening it on the sort of default Microsoft thing. And they're opening just fine. Yeah. Yeah. I think also the preview on Slack doesn't work as well.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. That might be the reason. Yeah, have a look at those and maybe just quickly send me some feedback.
So okay. You said don't worry about the colours though.
No, at this stage, maybe just look at the design of the logo. I mean, you can see they're trying to incorporate various sort of chat sort of references, like the three dots and the sort of speech bubble sort of thing, with varying success. I think once we've actually agreed which version, then we can look at the colours that we're going to use. And I mean, I think we've got to decide which colours look best and then change the website to suit those colours, really. Because at the moment we've got a purple and green website. I don't really know if that's best or not, really. We can look at the colours later, but just look at the design for now, and then we can work on the colours after. All right.
That third one was the three dots. It almost looks as if, it's like a German letter or something, doesn't it?
Oh, so look, is that Convo Logo 3, yeah?
Yeah,
it looks like an umlaut, doesn't it? That accent. Yeah, I mean, you normally see those over the top of vowels, don't you? I think it encourages you to pronounce it in a soft way. I think that's the idea of an umlaut, and it's usually two dots. And that kind of looks weird. I mean, the K is very elaborate. Maybe it looks like a steering wheel. I don't know. And we don't necessarily want to paint ourselves into an automotive corner. Yeah. That's the third one.
I'm torn towards 2 and 1.
Yeah.
I like 2 just because it shows like a simplistic logo in there.
Yeah, just that very simple sort of roundel sort of thing. Yeah.
What do you think about the font? Because it's very soft, isn't it?
It looks a bit too quirky, I think, the font.
It looks like Comic Sans, doesn't it?
Yeah. You know, it just looks too quirky and not really dependable. No.
That's the case on all of them, to be honest.
Yeah, I think the font on numbers 1 and 3 look fine. I like the idea of that sort of very simple logo, just a K in a speech bubble. But it's a nice idea, but I just wonder whether it will really work, you know. I like using the strap line, the power of AI, you know. I quite like that. Yeah. But it's difficult to fit a strap line in on a website. It just makes the logo too chunky.
I think I like one, so Convo Logo 1.
Yeah.
But do you think for the O, do you know how it's got like the points coming out of the O?
Yeah.
Do you think they should just keep the lower left one to make it look like a speech bubble?
Yeah.
Because it looks like a compass or something.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. I mean, actually, the diagonal slash that kind of breaks it, that goes from northwest to southeast, there's a sort of a white line going through it, isn't it, that breaks the circle. And I'm not entirely sure they need to break the circle. I don't know. But it could certainly benefit through not having one of the points on it. And
I think if you keep the lower left one, that's
more like,
I don't know,
a speech bubble.
Makes it look like a speech bubble, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right. I think I'll ask her to get rid of the one that's in the top right corner of the O.
And then see what it looks like without the slash in the middle as well.
Yeah, see if we can get rid of the slash as well and just see how that looks. I quite like number one, I think. I like the use of the three dots in a circle. The three dots on the end didn't work, but I think this is clever.
Yeah, I think the three dots in a speech bubble makes all more sense, though.
Yeah,
but
I think
that's why if you keep the bottom, if you make it look, that's why, to me, I don't know, to me, I just saw without that second point, that would do nicely there as a speech bubble with three dots in it.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I think it will look better. Yeah, yeah. As you say, it looks like a compass.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah, thanks for that. I discovered somebody quite by accident that was quite good value, because if you go on to someone on Fiverr or something, the world and his wife does logos and they're all rubbish, you know. And
yeah.
And there's various services where you can get people to create your logos, and again, they're really crap. And I stumbled across this woman, and I was going to go to someone that's local that would probably charge about 500 quid to do a logo. You know, they would really go to town on it. This woman says she'll do it for $60. So it's good.
I think the thing is with Fiverr is that not only like do they not look great, I think it probably doesn't take long to go on the internet and you'll find about 50 of the same logo.
Yeah.
Just so templated. None of them
I remember asking for somebody's logo once, and they said, oh yeah, I'll give you this link. And it was a link to createyourownlogo.com. And it was, I don't think it was even AI. I think it was just like, if you said motor, there was about 20 possible devices that they would give you. If you said estate agent, there'd be sort of 20 possible house devices. You know what I mean? And it's quite clever how it did it, but you know, the logos were so predictable, and you just thought, oh God, everybody that goes in there and says car dealer is going to come out with about, you know, one of five possibilities, and they're all
yeah.
Crap.
And then all of a sudden, your logo's been seen about a million times before.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But yeah, this this lady seems to be very imaginative, very creative, and done a great job, I think. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's a really good point.
It's nice when you can get it bespoke, because you really get what you pay for, you know. And when you can have sort of that back and forth and say, yeah, I like this, I don't like this, I'm thinking this and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, that's it. That's what you really want. That's why I just could never do something like this on Fiverr. Because you know, they'll be saying, "Oh, you've got two revisions, and then it's going to cost you twice as much, and all the rest of it."
Yeah.
Whereas,
yeah.
This person's really reasonable, so yeah, it's good, 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 good. All right, thanks for that, Jack. I'll leave you to it anyway. I'll catch up with you a bit later. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks then. Okay. Bye.
Bye.